cross. In one particular verse that I'd like to talk about this morning, and it's found in John's Gospel, chapter 19, verse 30, and it is the words of Jesus. And he says these words, "It is finished." And so this morning, I was thinking about last week we were talking about the circus. And here this morning we're talking about the cross. And they seem to be worlds apart. But this morning, I want you to come on a journey with me to the cross. One of the great things that we are blessed with is that if anybody has a need, that God has provided so much for us and for our needs. And what I mean by that is that if you had a need, one option is that you could run to your Heavenly Father, because you have a Father that loves you. And you are His child, you are His son, and you are His daughter. And what He will do is when you run to Him, He will pick you up in His arms and He will hold you. And so therefore you have a Father who loves you. But if you struggle with the Father thing, because many people do, they struggle with the concept of God as their Father. If you struggle with that, you have another option. And the other option is that you run to the Holy Spirit and you say, "Holy Spirit, I need you. Will you come and hold my hand? Will you come and fill my heart?" And that's what He will do. He will fill you. And so therefore, you have a Father and you have the Holy Spirit. But you also have Jesus. And we've said that He lives, and He lives in the power of an endless life. And so therefore, if you struggled with the Spirit or if you struggled with your Father, you could run to Jesus and say, "Jesus, I want to walk with you. I have a need in my life." And Jesus will say, "I'm going to walk with you today." Because the one thing that Jesus loves to do is walk with His people. When He was resurrected from the dead, one of the top priorities for the Lord Jesus was, He says, "I'm going to walk with my people." And so He did. He walked with some of them on the Emmaus Road. Or the other option is you could run to the Word of God, the Bible, the Scriptures. You could read the Scriptures, you could reflect on the Scriptures, and you will be refreshed by the Scriptures. They will revive your heart and you nourish your soul. And so therefore, if anyone has a need, God has provided so much. The Father, the Son, the Spirit, the Word of God. But there is also another place you can go. And that is the cross. You can go back to the cross. If you are ever struggling in any way, and you think to yourself, "I don't know where to go today," by faith, you can always go to the cross, because you'll always find the Lord Jesus in and around the cross. The cross of Jesus Christ is central. At the center of Christianity is Christ, and at the center of Christ is the cross. It's the center of our faith. It's central. It was central to God's sovereign plan that even before Jesus came to earth to be a Savior, God the Father had it in His mind in eternity past. He says part of the plan is going to be focused on the cross. The cross is going to be at the center of all that Jesus accomplishes for the people of God, the people of the world. And so at the center of God's plan, at the center of Christ, is the cross. You can't really think about Jesus or engage with Jesus and ignore the cross, because it's such a central part of the story of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's central to not only the death, but also the resurrection is the cross. They are together, Jesus and the cross. And there's loads of lovely hymns about the cross. There was one that says, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my sin rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Are you happy this morning because you've had a revelation of the cross? Is the cross central to your faith and your walk with Jesus? Does the cross play its part in your life? Do you know the enormity and the wonder of the cross? One of the other worship leaders, Robin Mark from Northern Ireland, he sings a song and it's called "The Wonder of Your Cross." And the first line says this: "The wonder of your cross shall be our meditation." It's good to meditate upon the cross. To meditate, that is to reflect and ponder what Jesus did on the cross or at the cross or through the cross. And so, it's a place where you can go by faith. If you ever experienced a time in your life where you're wondering, where is God? Where is Jesus? There are a variety of places you can go to find him. You'll always find Jesus with his people. He's here today because he's with you. And so you could go and connect with God's people and you'll find Jesus because he's always with his people. You'll always find Jesus in the scriptures. As you read the scriptures and meditate and reflect and study the scriptures, they are the word of God. And do you remember John's opening verses in his gospel? He says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God." And that is, he's talking about the living Word, that is Jesus. He is living and active in his people's lives. And so you'll always find Jesus in the Word of God, but you'll always find him at the cross. And when you read the scriptures concerning the cross, there you find Jesus. And it was while he was dying upon the cross. They had crucified him. They had nailed him. And he was hanging on the cross. And he said these words: "It is finished." And the question that you may ask yourself, like I have, many have, is, what does that mean? What does that actually mean? When Jesus said those words, what does he mean? Well, there's a couple of things that I'd like to touch on. And things got to do with the Old Testament. They're now finished. Jesus fulfilled the law, so that's completed in its entirety, so that's finished. There was Old Testament prophecies found in Isaiah and some of the other books of the Bible that foresaw the coming of a Messiah and spoke about a suffering servant, that he would die and that he would be put upon a cross. And so those prophecies have been fulfilled because Jesus has fulfilled them. He is the one who came and died a sinner's death. And so those prophecies, they're finished. He has fulfilled them. The Old Testament ceremonial laws, they're finished as well. There's no need for all of that ceremony because Jesus has fulfilled every aspect. And have you ever read the Old Testament and you see kind of shadows of Christ, types of Christ revealed in the Old Testament scriptures? The angel of the Lord came. And you just know that that's Jesus. Well, that's now finished because Jesus came once and for all time in flesh and blood. But when he said these words, it was more than those things I've just said. Jesus was saying, "I have completed and I have finished the work that God gave me to do." What is that work? It is the work of redemption. It is the work of salvation. He completed that work. In John's gospel, he mentions about completing the work. In John chapter 17, verse 4, he said these words: "I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do." You see, Jesus had a work to do. And he had it in his mind that he had to complete that work and he had to finish that work. And that work was coming to earth, coming and preaching the teaching of the gospel, the good news, but also it included going to the cross and dying a sinner's death and giving himself as a sacrificial lamb for the sins of the world, your sin, my sin. And so when Jesus said those words, "It is finished," what he's saying is, I have given myself. I have taken part in the work of redemption. I have taken part in securing salvation for mankind. I have sought those that were lost. I have reconciled them in a relationship to God. And so now he has bridged the gap that was there because of sin. And you're very welcome. And so, Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost, which is you. He came to provide atonement for sin, which was your sin and my sin. He came to reconcile sinful man to a holy God, and so he has done that work. So when he did that work, he could say, "It is finished." Actually, the Greek word for "it is finished" means paid in full. What's paid in full? The price. There was a price that had to be paid, and that price was the death. And so he gave himself and he paid the price, which was he paid the price with his blood and with his life. And so therefore, we now live under, we live in the finished work of Jesus Christ upon the cross. And so therefore, you can rest assured that you can just live under the finished work, because what he did on the cross of Calvary, he did it for you. And so therefore, you can know the benefits and the blessings because of his finished work. There is nothing more he needs to do. There is nothing more he needs to add to that work. When he gave himself completely. And so today, live under, live in the finished work of Christ. He has given himself for you. And so now you have a relationship with God, your loving Heavenly Father, and you can live a life of faith because of what Jesus Christ has done on the cross for you. He says, "It is finished. I have paid the price. I have secured their salvation. I have redeemed their lives from the pit. And I have brought them into a relationship with God. They now have peace with God because of what he has accomplished for you." It's finished. You don't have to do anything. All you got to do is just continue to believe in the Lord Jesus. Continue to place your faith in the Lord Jesus. Continue to follow the Lord Jesus. You don't have to do anything because he's already done it. And so all you got to do is just take a big sigh of relief and say, "Lord, thank you for what you've done for me. Thank you that you went to the cross for me. Thank you that you shed your blood for me. Thank you that you rose on the third day for me." And so therefore, the people of God, that's you, and that's me, we rest in the finished work of Jesus Christ in and through the cross. Amen. Somebody said amen there. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's finished. He's paid the price. Amen. Do you know something that I noticed? And you'll see this. It says, "It is finished." It does not say, "I am finished." Did you notice that? You see, when Jesus was dying upon the cross, he had a nail in this hand and he had a nail in this hand and he had nails in his feet. He had blood coming from his body, and he did not say, "I am finished." He didn't say that. And you know why he didn't say that? Because he knew that he had finished the work that God had given him to do, but he knew that God was not finished with him yet. That God was still going to do a work in his life by raising him from the dead. And so sometimes what can happen in the lives of God's people is that when they are suffering in some way, they may begin to think, they may begin to believe that they are finished in some way. Have you ever thought those thoughts to yourself? Have you ever began to enter into that type of mind where you're saying to yourself, I'm finished. I'm finished. You're not finished. God has a work for you. God's work in your life is not finished. You live under the finished work of Christ, but God has a work in your life. And as I was thinking about such things, I began to think about some of the characters in the Bible. Do you remember Peter? Peter, the apostle. He's the brash one. He gets out there and he says, yeah, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. He kind of says it before he even thinks it. He's just out there, isn't he? But then the story of Peter we know is that he kind of messed up. He denied the Lord Jesus, and Jesus spoke a word into his heart, and he says, before the cock crows, you will have denied me three times. And that's exactly what took place. And then the Gospels record that Peter was sobbing. He was crying. Why was he crying? Because he knew that his relationship was damaged in some way with Jesus. And I wonder to myself, at that moment, in that time when he was crying, in that time when he was regretting what he had done, did he begin to think to himself, I'm finished. My relationship with God is finished. My relationship with Jesus is finished. I'm a finished man. It's all over. I've messed up. But no. Jesus came to him, restored him. And so sometimes we can be a little bit like Peter, where we begin to think that we've messed up in some way. And if you have messed up in some way, then the voice of the enemy comes in. He says, you're finished. You're finished. It's all over for you now between you and Jesus. But you're not finished. You are not finished. God is continue to work in your life. Because we live under the finished work of Jesus Christ, but God's work in our lives, he's not finished with you yet. He has more for you. Do you remember the other apostle, Matthew? What do we know about him? He was a tax collector. And so here was an educated man. And so he made a calculated decision to leave that life and that career and follow the Lord Jesus upon the path of faith. And I wonder to myself, did any of his friends, did any of his family members come to Matthew and say, what have you done? Your career is finished. You've left it all behind. You'll make nothing of yourself now. You'll make no money now. You're finished. Your career is over, Matthew. And I wonder, did he begin to think, have I finished it? Is it all gone? But we know that once anybody leaves anything behind, that they are no man's debtor. God does a wonderful work in our lives. I can tell you now that many have left careers. Many have left things behind to follow Jesus, and they have not regretted it, because he has taken them on a journey to places that they've never been, to people that they would have never saw, because they have followed the Lord Jesus. And I wonder, did Matthew think to himself, my career is finished? Who else? Do you remember the blind beggar? Blind Bartimaeus, Mark chapter 10. And he's sitting on the ground. That story resonates with my heart. Everybody in this church knows that's my story, because I used to be a beggar. I used to be the man that was sitting on the ground with a paper cup in my hand. And I remember many people passing me by, many people giving me change and saying lovely things to me. But there were many people that would say, you're finished. Your life is finished. There's nothing for you. And even blind Bartimaeus, they all said, shut up, Bartimaeus, shut up. You're finished. There's nothing for you. I wonder, did Bartimaeus ever feel like that his life was over before Jesus came to town? That he thought to himself, is this it? Is this it? Is it always going to be like this? Am I a finished man? But then we know the story. Jesus came into his life. And Jesus says, you're not finished. I'm not finished. You're not finished. There's more. There's more for you. God has more for you. And so, do you remember David? Ah, sure, David. The Bible describes him as a man after God's own heart. And we read the Psalms, and they're beautiful. And yet, there was a man who fell to sexual sin. He slept with a woman when he shouldn't have done. And I wonder to myself, did he feel after messing up, ah, I'm finished. Ah, my relationship with God, ah, I've messed up, I'm finished. Wouldn't that be natural to think? This morning, I believe that God wants to encourage you this morning. And he wants to encourage you in two ways. The first way is to rest in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Accept the finished work of Jesus Christ, that he has saved you, he will save you, and he'll keep on saving you, that he has redeemed your life from the pit, he has reached down into the mud of mire, and he has lifted you out, he has cleaned you off, he has given you a new song in your heart, and so continue to follow the Lord Jesus, continue to fix your eyes on him, by faith, walk with him and rest in the finished work of Calvary's cross, because what he did for you, no other could do for you. The price has been paid. It's finished. And then the other part that he would encourage you is, you're not finished. His work in your life, it's not finished. That he has more for you. That he is going to do more in your life. There is more anointing. There is more of God's Holy Spirit. There is more provision coming on the way. There is more words of knowledge coming towards your heart. There is more for you in Jesus Christ and in the God, your loving Heavenly Father. He's saying to you, you're not finished. It's not over. That he still has a plan and a purpose for your life. He still has promises for your life. And so his work in your life is not finished. He's still with you. He will still walk with you. He still loves you. He still longs to pick you up and hold you in his arms. And so therefore, his work and his word and in your life, it's not finished. It's not over. That there's more. Do you remember these words of Paul when he wrote to the church in Philippians? He says, and I am certain that God who began a good work in you will continue to work until it is finally finished on the day of Christ Jesus returns. And so therefore, God has started a good work in your life. Can you remember when he started that work, the work of faith, the work of salvation? And he will continue that good work because he says, I'm not finished. We serve a God who says, I'm not finished with you. No, I'm still walking with you. I still love you. I've still got provision from heaven for you. I've got more for you. I've got a plan and a purpose for you. I'm not finished. Rest in the finished work of Jesus, but he's not finished in your life. And so all you got to do is say, yes, Lord, will you continue? Just continue to do your good work, that I may just continue to follow you and continue to know your love in my heart. God's not finished with you. There are times where you may say to yourself, I'm finished, I'm out, that's me, I'm done. I'm done, I'm finished, I'm getting out of this. I can't take it anymore. Sometimes we get sucked into a situation or a circumstance in life, and the circumstance, if it had a voice, it would say, you're finished, it's over for you. But God said something else. He says, no, I'm not finished doing a good work in your life. He started a good work. He's going to continue that good work. And that good work is walking by faith in step with the Lord Jesus Christ, with the God's Holy Spirit living in your heart. And so therefore, there are two aspects. You just rest in the finished work of Christ. And you say, yes, Lord, you're not finished with me. And I don't want to finish walking with you. And so let's just keep on going. Let's keep on walking. Let's keep on singing the hymns. Let's keep on worshiping. Let's keep on walking with God's people. Let's keep on meeting. Let's keep on praying, because I know that you have more for me. Lord, you have more. And I believe that he has more for you. That he's not finished with you. That he started a good work. He will continue that good work. You see, he's not the one to start something and not to finish it. Have you ever had builders over in your house? Have you ever had somebody come to your house and say, right, I'm going to start this extension. And then for some reason they disappear and they're gone. And they start the work and they don't finish it. And you get so upset and you get so annoyed and you think, I don't like when they start the work and don't finish it. You see, Jesus, God, your loving Father, he's one that starts a work. And he is committed to finishing that work. And so that work is your life. And so will you do two things with me? One, will you say to the Lord, don't say it to me, say it to the Lord. Say, Lord, I'm going to rest in your finished work. Because what you accomplished on Calvary's cross for me is enough. I'm going to rest in the finished work of Jesus Christ at Calvary. And the second thing is, Lord, I know you're not finished with me, that you have more. And so I'm not finished with you. And so therefore, I'm going to place my hand into the hand of God, and I'm going to keep on walking with you because I love you and I know that you love me. And so therefore, this journey of faith, this journey of a relationship between God and his people, it's not over. You just got to keep on going. You got to keep on walking. You got to keep on believing. You got to keep on praying. You got to keep on continuing to walk by faith. Lord, will you say, people of God, would you be willing to say such things to the Lord? Would you be willing to say, Lord, it's not over. I hear your voice. You're telling me it's not over. It's not finished. I'm not a finished man. I'm not a finished woman. I'm going to keep on walking with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you come and play some instrumental music? Is that okay? And so this morning,